USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place. Obviously, the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations. But this one, Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As today's video meeting between President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will be closed to the public and the media, don't count on the White House to release a transcript of the conversation, as transparency is less than it was under the Trump administration. In fact, the White House spokesperson easily dismisses legitimate questions.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities, or confirm that the first son's infamous laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book.
Go ahead, Tina.
I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, said on Newsmax Monday, the Biden administration will essentially sabotage the program by making changes to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program.
Well, the next step is they're re-implementing MPP, or the Migrant Protection Protocols, today. Again, this is as a result of the Biden administration really canceling this policy really on the first week or first month of the presidency back in January. So we've gone 10 months or so really without the program up and running. I think it's really one of the primary causes that we've seen for this historic border crisis on that southwest border. We know that MPP, when effectively implemented, roots out some of that fraud in the asylum system that you just mentioned. So, my message to the Biden administration is welcome to the game. This is what you should have been doing from day one, is improving programs put in place under the Trump administration instead of canceling programs and causing the worst border crisis that we've seen really in our lifetimes. Well, it's interesting. I would say that, the Remain in Mexico it's not going to work overnight. This is a sustained program that we had put in place that had to be up and running for many months for it to really to have an effect. But I will say that the Biden administration, really continues to have a credibility problem on this issue, because at the same time that they're implementing it, you have the DHS secretary saying that he intends to cancel the program once he gets relief from a court. Again, the only reason they're doing it is because of a court order. So as soon as they prevail in court, he's going to cancel the program. So you're sending exactly the wrong message.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.